Welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. And today, kasama pa rin natin ang inyong friendly neighborhood tito, si Tito Paolo.
Buong-buo ang boses mo. Ha? Yes. Ako naman, medyo hoarse ang aking voice ngayon. Yan, kita mo, na-hoarse talaga ako. So, Lester, how are you today?
Okay naman.
Parang pagod ka, hindi naman.
Hindi naman. Tuloy-tuloy lang tayo sa mga paggawa ng ating mga content para sa ating mga memory keepers.
Oo nga pala. To all the memory keepers and the future subscribers, we have the better half. Sorry na lang, Bryce. Yes. We have the better half. The better half of the Clingy Fam. Yes. The beauty and brains behind.
Wow.
Yes, the beauty and brains behind the Clingy Fam. So right now, we have Omni from the Clingy Fam.
Hello everyone, my name is Omni. I'm the wife of Bryce. Together we're called Omni and Bryce, and with our kids, we're hashtag the Clingy Fam. So we are the couple behind the family vlogs that you watch on YouTube, and also the family-related content that you see on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
Still Omni and Bryce.
Oh, very nice. Are you guys the pioneers ba when it comes to family vlogs?
Well, locally,
yes.
Parang it's hard to know. It's actually hard to confirm that on my end. Pero yeah, parang kasi when we were starting, wala pa. We don't know anyone yet.
I did my research. Parang kayo talaga, because you can't really include the celebrities kasi parang it's crossing over eh. Pero for you guys, parang when I checked it and then it started 2017 nga, at that time I was looking around, wala pa talaga nagfa family vlogs.
Yeah, at that time kasi parang we have seen other vloggers who were doing family-related content, pero it's a mix of different content. Like, they started makeup, tapos naging family, or they started something else, tapos nung nagkaroon ng asawa, tanak, nag-family. So, it's a good thing na nagkakaroon na ng ganong content, kasi when we were starting kami ni Bryce, wala talaga kaming benchmark. Because wala kaming, at that time, parang we feel alone nga eh. Na parang, yeah, but kami lang yung family vlogger. So, nagkaroon kami ng dream that we're gonna start a family vlog, and then eventually we want to inspire other families to also create their own family vlogs. Kasi we want to really normalize family life eh. Parang, I don't know, parang kasi kami ni Bryce na-observe namin na a lot of the young people nowadays, parang takot silang magpakasal. Hindi namin maintindihan kung bakit.
Nako, totoo yan ha.
Well, they have their reasons, di ba?
Pero totoo, that's actually a very good point.
Yes, and ayun, sa amin, naisip namin kasi parang yung mga friends namin takot magpakasal kasi takot na baka mamaya yung mga sad stories or mga horror stories about having a family life yung maranasan nila. So parang sabi namin, hindi naman ganun ka-horror story or ka-sad ang magkaroon ng pamilya at a young age. Why don't we start this content of ours para makita naman nila na masaya yung hashtag me forever. Masaya yung buhay pamilya. It's not always challenging, tough times. You can be happy having a family and having kids. Pero kasi kami, ang gusto lang namin ipakita, kaya kami nag-vlog, is masaya naman yung buhay pamilya. Parang, yes, it's challenging. Pero there are a lot of better takeaways having a marriage, parang having your own spouse and having your own kids at a young age. And another thing is, yung sa mga mas bata pa, parang wala silang, I don't know, parang meron kasi one time nung nagbablog kami, nag-release kami ng family content namin. Merong nag-comment sa channel namin. Sabi niya, 18 years old daw siya. Wala siyang parang role model in terms of fatherhood, kaya takot siyang magpakasal.
Mm-mm.
So, nung nakita niya daw yung videos namin, lumakas yung loob niya. Kasi nakita niya na pwede naman pala siyang mag-start ng sarili niyang family.
Oo.
Na masaya. And he could always look forward to the positive attributes of married life, of having a family. Yung mga ganong tao actually, yun yung gusto naming influence. That's the kind of effect that we want to, kumbaga, to happen.
Okay. And at least someone who's 18 who can, doesn't have any role models, who's about to become a father ba? Yung ano comment na yun?
Hindi, ayaw niyang magkaroon ng sarili niyang pamilya kasi feeling niya wala siyang role model. Feeling niya hindi niya kayang maging mabuting tatay.
Okay.
So when he watched our channel or yung vlog namin, nakita niya na pwede naman pala. Kaya ko din naman pala. Posible pala. So that's the kind of message that we really want to inculcate dun sa mga mas bata sa amin na it's not scary to be married.
Mm-hmm.
It is better to be married than be in a relationship na, alam mo yun, walang direction. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yung labas lang na labas, movie lang na movie, gimmick lang, no? Yung mga relationships na may ganun kasi.
May ganun. No? Maraming ganun actually. So, and alam mo yun, parang sila kasi, takot sila to enter the married life kasi ang daming horror stories.
Uh-oh.
So we want to show them na lahat yun, di ba? Maaring totoo, pero may totoo din na masaya. Alam mo yun?
That's true. But I just have to ask because also on I get what you're saying. Our generation is a little older, but would you say that with you and Bryce, ito, sorry, Lester, kung medyo baduy, ha? Pero would you say that, you know, fate had a hand in it na talaga? Because you guys really are able to work well together na hindi kasi lahat ng mag-aasawa kaya magtrabaho together.
Fate is one thing, pero choice is another thing. And sa amin kasi, sa partnership namin ni Bryce, a lot of things happened by choice. So, pinili namin mag-work together ng maayos. Pinili namin na gustuhin ang isa't isa every single day of our lives. Kahit ang dami-dami ng mga, alam mo yun, pag nagpakasal ka kasi, lahat ng mga positive attributes nung napangasawa mo, magmamagnify yan. Lahat ng nakita mong maganda sa kanya, magmamagnify yan. Pero lahat din ng pangit na pwedeng hindi mo nakita, magmamagnify din yan. So, every single day, we always choose to accept each other despite of the negatives na namamagnify. So, even in the way we work, parang may strength siya. May strengths ako, may weaknesses siya, may weaknesses ako. And I cannot change him completely. I just have to accept him and help him become better at that weakness in the process. So, it's a matter of choice talaga. Fate is just parang, I don't know, parang hindi ko nga masabi na it's all about fate eh. Talagang pinili kasi talaga namin to enter in this partnership, into this lifetime partnership. And pinapangatawanan namin yun every single day.
Ang galing. Bryce, congratulations. Ha? Congratulations sa iyo, Bryce. Nakikita ko na kung bakit. Ha? Okay. So, but it's true. This is one thing I like about the podcast. No? Parang every single day talaga, you learn something new. And you made such a good point. Na once you get married, whoever you're with, you'll magnify the positive and negative traits. But you have to choose. Hindi nga, wag na natin isisi lahat sa fate, no? No, because every single day, there's a choice. You choose to work together, you choose to not like each other that day, or you choose to love each other that day. That's a very, to all the married couples, that's actually a very good message, no? Every day is a choice.
Yes, and your fate is also your choice.
Really?
So wherever you're gonna take your life, parang 5 years from now, it's a matter of the choices you make today.
Oo. Pero how's that? Kung ang fear naman is more on the financial side niya. Yeah. Pero you guys kasi talagang you're able to throw caution to the wind and say, okay, look, as long as we have each other, we're good to go. Kahit saan muna tayo tumira, eventually, that's temporary, we'll be able to move forward. Pero kasi hindi lahat ganun eh.
Well, nagsimula kami ni Bryce, wala talaga. As in, we started from ground up.
Mm-mm.
At that time na nagpakasal kami, fresh grad siya.
Oo.
Tapos yung mga trabaho niya, yung mga sideline, yung mga call center agent siya. Yung mga part-time na magagawa mo habang nag-aaral ka.
Oo.
Tapos ako parang tatrabaho na ako for quite some time pero wala din naman akong ipon kasi lahat palabas. So we started talaga na wala talaga kami. Mm-hmm. Pero yun nga eh, yun yung advantage ng starting from wala eh. Kasi wala namang mawawala kasi nga wala.
That's true.
So we had a vision. We planned our life together na parang magsisimula tayo ganito. It's having a dream, having a vision actually is very important din. Parang I'm just so blessed that I married a man who is a visionary. Na kahit wala kami ngayon, alam namin kung saan namin dadalhin yung buhay naming dalawa kasi he was able to share with me his vision and I was able to agree to that vision. So as his support, as his helpmate, sige, supportahan kita diyan kasi naniniwala ako sa vision mo. So yun, we work together towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of partnership and believing in each other and a lot of prayers talaga that we were able to start this way. And I don't know, it's advantageous for us kasi mm-hmm. na nag-start kami that way kasi mas maganda yung na-build niyo yung life niyo together kaysa yung pinapatagal pa namin kasi wala kaming ipon tapos tumatagal tapos wala pa rin kaming ipon pagdating sa dulo. So parang sayang yung time. At least habang binibuild namin yung resources namin together tapos nagkakaanak kami at a young age, habang malakas pa kami, nakakapagpalaki na kami ng mga bata ng maayos kaysa yung hinintay pa namin tapos only to find out pagdating sa dulo, ganun din naman pala yung struggle.
Yes. It's there's a huge advantage having kids at a young age, no? Because the 22 hours that you're awake, 23 hours when yes. you're a little older, it's not the same. Mm-mm. Ang hirap talaga. Pero one thing that I really like that you said that at least you married someone with a vision and you guys worked on your dream. How? Because ngayon napapansin ko, there's a lot of people. I think there was a survey I read. I don't know where it was, pero parang sinabi doon, 65-70% of Filipinos now don't have dreams.
Bigat nun ah.
Nabigat nun. Actually, I can't mention the channel yet, pero I think it's pretty accurate. So, why is it important to have a dream, to have a vision? Because not everyone, as they were saying, not everyone has it eh.
Yeah, well, kami ni Bryce naniniwala kasi kami sa mga principles ng Bible eh. So parang, not to be religious about it, pero kami ni Bryce yun talaga reference namin. So it is said in the Bible and I think a lot of other references are also parang veering towards it. Parang yeah. without vision, people perish. So parang parang if rephrase mo siya, if you failed to plan, you plan to fail. So that's why vision is very important kasi parang sa pagda-drive kung hindi mo alam kung saan mo dadalhin yung kotse mo, wala kang pupuntahan.
Okay.
So parang nag-uubos ka lang ng gas, wala ka namang ending, wala ka ding destination, wala ka nilook forward.
Pero ang galing that you guys saw this at a young age, that you guys saw this that look, we have to start, we have to plan our lives, and eventually we'll grow together. How did you get that maturity at that point in time when you guys were 23, 24 ba? Is it mostly of faith or the Bible?
Well, experiences din. Of course, the Bible taught us a thing or two. Pero na-develop din kasi namin yung the way we think, yung character yeah. namin, yung develop namin character because of the experiences we had in the past. Ako kasi at age 16, nagtatrabaho na ako.
Okay.
Kumbaga, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
Yes.
And in fact, pagka-graduate ko ng college, I was also the breadwinner of our family. So kumbaga parang at a young age na exposed na ako sa mga realities of life. And kumbaga at age 16 I started singing na so that I can send myself to school because we're a family of musicians. Eh.
Wow.
So I joined my father's band.
Uh-oh.
Para ma-send ko yung sarili ko sa school. Kasi wala silang pampaaral sa akin.
Yes.
Tapos there was a time I worked for a fast food chain.
Pwede ba
sabihin McDonald's?
Sa McDonald's.
So I worked for McDonald's for a year or two. Tapos ang dami ko ding natutunan doon. Actually, a lot of my work ethics natutunan ko doon sa fast food chain na yun.
Oo, working coming in on time.
Yes. Oo, coming in on time, parang the way you treat customers, the way you treat people, the way you present yourself to people.
Yeah.
So yun, because of the challenges I had in the past and the milestones I had to go through in order to survive, in order to strive and face those challenges, na-develop ko yung character na meron ako ngayon. Kaya din na nag-mature ako and nakita ko yung sarili ko na at 23 ready na ako magpakasal.
Wow. And luckily, when you met Bryce,
nandun na din siya.
Nandun na rin
kasi
siya.
Kasi si Bryce naman, at age 18, from Bataan, naglakas loob na pumunta dito sa Manila.
Oo.
Tapos, wala. Siya lang din yung bumuhay sa sarili niya. In fact, tumira siya sa simbahan. Literal, sa bodega ng simbahan for 5 years. For... Para lang makapag-stay siya sa Manila. Masustain niya yung pag-aaral niya nun sa Adamson.
Okay. So, andun talaga yung maturity na because of trials and tribulations.
Trials and tribulations talaga. And yung habang, as you go through those trials kasi, siyempre, nandiyan yung minsan susuko ka, parang gusto mo na sumuko. Pero you pick yourself up and then you realize na parang it should not end here. My story should not end here.
Galing.
So, yun, you just pick up where you left off. You just parang pag natapa ka, tayo lang ulit. And then, napasa din namin yun sa married life namin nung pinasok namin to together. Kumbaga, marami pa rin kaming mga areas of weaknesses that we had to develop. Kasi nga, syempre, magkaiba kami ni Rice. So you can just imagine coming together as one. It's gonna be difficult. Pero na-survive namin because we really choose to rise above the situation instead of being, alam mo yun, instead of drowning.
That's true. May unison kasi talaga kayo, you know, as a couple. And that's what I really see. You were saying that before kahit maraming trials and tribulations, nakikita nyo na when you go through it, you'll be a different person. You'll be more developed. You'll be more evolved. Pero naka-adjustment period ba kayo? Naka-adjustment
period? Hanggang ngayon, adjustment period.
Paano yun? Ano? Kasi everyone is saying the first 7 years, di ba? Yeah. Ano ba? First 7 years will be difficult.
Marami kaming away ni Bri. So, parang dami naming away, especially on our first year, we fight over petty things. Diba? Parang magulo daw ako, tapos siya organized. So, parang hindi kami magkasundo, hindi kami mag-glue together because of those differences. So, really had to, choose na naman to overlook those things and just go back to why we married each other. So, clear kasi sa amin ni Bri, na we married each other kasi we really want our marriage to be a testament of love.
Wow.
That love can really, alam mo yun, forever can really happen. Diba?
Yes.
Kumbaga yung for better or for worse, kaya yan, di ba?
Okay.
So, doon kami nagsimula na parang kahit anong mangyari, we will stick to whatever we said in our wedding vows. So, kahit nagkakagulo kami, we go back to that. Parang pag naiinis na ako kay Bryce, babalikan ko, ano nga yung una ko nagustuhan sa kanya? Ano nga yung una ko nakita sa kanya? Ah, okay, kaya pala ako nagpakasal sa kanya. So, babalik at babalik lang kami sa vision. So, kung paano kami nagsimula, saan namin gustong dalhin.
Pero I just want to say, very disciplined yung mindset niyo, no? Very disciplined.
Kasi that's the best way to go .
Mm-mm.
Parang without that thinking, andali talagang sumuko. Parang the easiest way to do is to give up.
Yes.
Pero when you actually choose to rise above the situation, there's there's more to gain actually.
Yeah. But what was there any what's the most difficult time? But was it the first 7 years? As a couple,
I think yes, the first 7 years, kasi yun nga, we used to fight a lot. There was a time na muntik pa kami maghiwalay. Kasi I feel so deprived. Parang gusto ko bumili ng branded bag, tapos ayaw niya ako ibili. Actually yun nga yun, parang January 7, parang dalawa na anak namin nun eh. Si Ella, baby nun parang 6 months na. Parang a day before my birthday in 2016 ba? Not so sure kung accurate pa yung date ko. Pero sabi ko, gusto kong bumili ng Prada. Ayaw niya akong ibili. And I felt so deprived. I felt like, pinagtrabahuhan ko to ah. Nagtatrabaho din ako ah. Parang I have the right to spend this money the way I want to. Without even asking you because it's my money.
Yes.
Pero alam mo, that's the most disrespectful statement I told my husband. Kasi parang whatever I make, conjugal property nga eh. So 50% on kanya. So kailangan may say siya.
That's true.
And yun nga, parang naisip ko, kung natuloy yun, parang nung sinabi ko sa kanya, maghiwalay na tayo, tapos naisip ko, anong sasabihin ko sa mga tao kapag tinanong ako bakit kami naghiwalay? Kasi ayaw niya ako bili ng Prada.
Mm-mm.
Ang lame. So parang ang loser naman nung reason. So I realized na parang, ano ba talaga, itong Prada ba na to? Mayayakap ba ako nito sa gabi kapag giniginawa ko, di ba? Alam mo yon, parang sasabihin ba nito sa akin, it's okay kapag may problema ako? Di ba?
Mm-hmm. I like what you said. I like what you said na it's the most disrespectful. Not that in a negative context, pero you really value the respect in a relationship. Kasi respect, no? If it's in a marriage, if it's not there anymore, parang everything just folds, eh.
Yeah. Love and respect nga daw, eh. Parang his duty as my husband is to love me, but mm-hmm. my duty as his wife is to respect him.
Wow. Ngayon ko lang, yeah.
Yes, and in the process, respect, parang respect, kumbaga, is equivalent to me submitting to him. And it's kind of hard kasi, well, in our faith, kasi we're Christians, so okay. Parang it's important that the wife submits to the husband.
I heard this. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Go ahead, please. Sorry.
So, ako kasi, nasanay ako for 22 years, walang nagdidikta sa akin kung anong gagawin ko. I was a student leader. Student leader ako, elementary, high school, college.
Okay.
And even after I graduated, sa parang being the breadwinner of the family, I also called the shots.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, at age 23, I marry a guy na parang first time ko makilala. And then the Lord tells me na kailangan ko mag-submit sa kanya. Sabi ko, wow. Diba? Pero ganun eh, yun yung formula eh, na parang there cannot be two alphas in the house. Kasi there should only be one alpha and I should accept now na hindi ako yun. Diba?
Okay.
So, yun nga, parang sa, and I don't know, there's this, ano eh, there's that order in marriage kasi that when I continue to submit to my husband, kahit feeling ko hindi naman matalino yung decision niya,
mm-hmm.
at mas matalino yung decision ko, everything falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
But in those times that Bryce tried to please me by following my, mm-hmm. you know, my orders,
yeah.
diba, yun yung time na discarril talaga yung buhay namin. We had losses in our investments. Basta mga bad decisions talaga that could turn our life around in a not so good way. Pero the moment I started listening to him, kahit feeling ko talaga hindi swak yung decision niya, that's when things started to have order.
Okay.
And ayun nga, na parang as we go through that, na-realize ko na talagang you really cannot reinvent the wheel. Eh. There has to be that order that we need to really submit to, and I have to submit to that. Sabi ko, I have the, ano eh, parang minsan may one-on-one ako kay Lord. Eh. Parang, Lord, okay, sige, hindi ako naniniwala sa sinasabi niya, feeling ko mali yun. Pero sabi mo, sumunod ako sa kanya, ha? So you got my back, ha?
Uh-oh.
So may ganun pa ako kay Lord, di ba? Parang, sabi, and then, true enough, every time I submit to him, kahit feeling ko mali yung sinasabi niya, parang God always turns it around in such a way na to our advantage.
Okay.
So, totoo siya. I mean, it's real.
Pero for, okay, so some of our subscribers are a little younger, and you were saying in the household talaga, mahirap may dalawang alpha. So, what Omni means by that is that there can't be two leaders in a home, no? How come, because I do have, not mentioning my friends' names, I do know some people who have that problem. Na yung wife kasi ayaw sumunod, or yung husband ayaw sumunod, parang they both want to take the lead at the same time. Why does one person have to take the back seat?
Well, leadership is not always being able to take the front seat kasi. That's what I learned. Parang as I continue to follow the order that has been said, it also shows my leadership eh. Na parang if I'm able to take orders from my higher ups and cascade it well to my kids, being my one downs, then kumbaga, the household organization, the household becomes more steady.
Yes.
And that way, I'm able to lead in a better way. Kasi nga, I know my place. Parang sa chain of command.
Yes.
Di ba nag-CAT naman most of us?
Yes,
so
yes.
We all have an idea of what chain of command is.
Yes.
Parang it doesn't make me less of a leader if I follow orders from my commanders. In fact, it makes me become a better soldier. And it is actually the soldiers who win the war, not those who always choose to be in the front seat.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Ang galing naman. Ang wisdom ni Omni, na medyo blown away ako with your
ko lang din po.
With your wisdom, Omni. Because, you know what? I think aside from the school of vlogging, which we will discuss in a bit, parang pwede kayo mag-family. I guess that's where it comes out. Oo.
Yeah, you mean parenting talks?
Yes. We
had two parenting talks already with millennial moms. It's posted in one of our Instagram Instagram photos that you've been mentioning earlier. And yun din, the topic is about being partners in parenting. And kaya nagsimula yun kasi in one of the millennial moms event din. It's a support group of moms. Parang we want to be intentional parents, but how do we involve our husbands in the process? Eh, ayaw nga ako tulungan ng husband ko. So, parang may problema sila on getting the support of the husband.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun nga, we spoke about it, and one of the items that I shared with them that I also learned from my own experience is maybe the husband's inability to lead is a result of your inability to submit. Kasi how can he lead kung ayaw nga naming sumunod? So, kailangan sundin mo siya para mag-lead siya. Eh, well, kahit sino naman eh, di ba? Sabihin mo, co-leader, pero ikaw naman nag-call ng shots. Hindi, ikaw na lang.
Does it have to be, here's my question. Unfortunately, there are times that siguro the woman is more of the intellectual, more of the one who is capable. Does it always have to be the guy to lead, or
the way we do it kasi ni Bryce, kasi there are areas that I am more of an expert.
Yes.
Parang mas may alam ako, mas may expertise ako. There are areas naman na siya yung mas may expertise. And in those areas na ako yung may expertise, I always tell him my ideas. So ito yung ideas ko, ito yung rationale niyan. Pero at the end of the day, kahit ang galing kong mag-present, siya yung final say.
Wow.
So talagang siya yung final say, and okay. I was able to establish that, even we were able to establish that even sa kids namin.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi like yung kids namin, pag sinabi na ni daddy na bawal kumain ng candy sa gabi without eating rice,
yes,
hindi sila kakain ng candy.
Okay.
Kasi alam nila si daddy ang final say. Pero kung nakita nila sa akin na kapag sinabi ni daddy, ginagawa mo pa rin naman kahit sinabi ni daddy wag mong gawin, eh okay lang pala na i-disrespect nila yung tatay nila. And I don't want them to get that idea that you can disrespect your authorities, because I don't want them to be disrespecting the law eventually when they become adults.
Okay, so because this is really the formula that works for you guys, and this is the formula that is espoused by your faith. And as you were saying, there's really no need to reinvent the wheel. And I like the andaming sound bites, not just with the leadership part alone that you were saying, that it doesn't make you less of a leader if you're a good follower. No, that's very true, because everybody thinks for you to be a leader, you have to bark out orders. And for you to follow orders, or you, if not really orders, but for you to be a good leader, once you learn to follow, so much growth happens, no?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, I want to get into the Instagram post, pero I just want to ask, no, coming from someone, neophyte pa ako eh, because I'm only married 2 years. How are you guys able to really, because minsan sunod-sunod, no, the issues one after the other, how are you able, parang may barometer kayo ni ano eh, hindi barometer pala, sorry, parang talagang meron kayong emotional compass ni Bryce, no?
Not all the time.
So nag-aaway din kayo?
Hanggang ngayon nag-aaway pa rin kami.
Okay.
Iba-iba na lang yung reasons ng pag-aaway namin. Tsaka iba-iba na lang yung way ng pag-atake namin.
Does it get bad ba? Na times na you don't talk for a day or...
Yes, it does. And lalo kasi, ako kasi yung personality ko.
Oo.
Pag nag-aaway kami, gusto ko bago matulog, settled na. Hindi ganun si Bryce.
Oo.
So sa kanya, parang bigyan mo ako ng space to think about it, to cool down, to reflect. Tapos saka mo ako usapin pag malamig na yung ulo ko. So, I had to also develop that. Kasi ako, gusto ko, hindi, kapag-usapin natin ngayon. Hey, don't go to bed without being able to settle this. Kanyang.
Yes.
Eh, hindi, I have to respect that eh. Kasi proseso niya yun eh.
Alam mo, I think that's one thing I have common with Bryce eh. Because the thing is for me, well, hindi, ang hirap kasi when you give it a time constraint that you have to immediately settle it, because you do have to process the emotions. And then sometimes pag ni-rush mo, you're not able to properly decipher ano ba yung nararamdaman mo. So si Bryce, he takes his time.
Yes, and I also take my time. Parang while he is taking his time, I also reflect Teka, ba't ganun yung reaction niya? Saan ba ako nagkamali? And then eventually, kapag medyo nag-cool down na kaming dalawa, tapos nag-usap na kami, mas okay. Nagiging okay. Kasi nga, nakapag-reflect na kami. And ako, pag di ko na talaga siya kaya, pinagdadasal ko na lang. Kasi di ko naman makokontrol yung emotions niya. So, the only thing that I can control is my own mind, my own emotions.
That's
so,
true.
I-correct ko na lang yung pag-iisip ko, tsaka yung the way I feel about things. And for things that I cannot control, I just pray. Parang bahala na si Lord.
Lester, nakuha mo ba yun? Ang daming wisdom doon sa sinabi ni Omni. Hindi naman niya makokontrol ang emotions, ang mindset, ang disposition ni Bryce. What she can control is her own mindset, her own disposition, how you feel. Tas prayers na lang kay Bryce.
Pag di na talaga kaya, prayers work.
Prayers na lang. Pero umaabot, human din naman pala ang clingy, fam. Umaabot naman kayo ng a day or two, hindi kayo nag-uusap.
Hindi mo lang makikita sa vlog. Kasi ang hirap yun, parang pag nag-aaway na kami, teka muna, shut up. Ito game, salita ka na, naka-roll na ako. Hirap eh.
Totoo yun. Kaya pala napansin ko rin sa trip to Thailand, may tension pero kaya i-handle eh. So that is a skill that you guys developed as a couple throughout the years.
Mm-mm.
So it's really parang podcast lang, communication is key.
Yes.
No, at the end of the day, kahit ano sama ng loob, kailangan pag-usapan.
Minsan kailangan mong i-defer yung communication kasi kailangan yung mag-cool down. Kasi si Bryce, pag galit siya,
so okay, if
pag galit siya, hindi okay lang. I'm sure he won't mind. Sorry siya, ako yun nandito Ayun, si Bryce kasi, siya yung tipo na pag galit siya, kahit anong sabihin mo sa kanya, hindi kanya magigets. Kasi ang nararamdaman niya lang, galit siya. So, kailangan niya munang i-feel, alam mo yun, kailangan niya munang lumamig para mas maging receptive siya for new information na pwede mong sabihin.
Ang galing mo. It's good that you see that, no? Kasi yung iba, galit yung husband, hindi nila maintindihan ba eh. Ba't hindi mo ba matanggap yung sinasabi ko, di ba?
Parang kasi galit nga siya.
Pero at least, ikaw, nakikita mo na, okay, this guy has to cool down first. As you were saying, hindi pa receptive sa information. Mm. Okay, so may turnaround time si Bryce.
24 hours.
24 hours.
Pag natulog na siya the next day, okay.
Breakfast
mo na.
Breakfast mo na. Baka mahirap pag-usap pag di pa nagbe-breakfast. Okay. So at least for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, nakikita naman natin na very human naman pala ang clingy fam. At least.
Normal po kami.
Oo. Kasi ang hirap yung mga... Not to mention other channels, pero pag yung unrealistic na, it sets it becomes the wrong role model kasi hindi mo na magawa yung ginagawa nila. You feel like something's wrong with you.
Mm-mm.
Pero for you guys, all the things that happen in other couples, it also happens with you guys. Mm-mm. No, it's just the ability. Meron po ang Omni and Bryce, meron malakas po ang kanilang conflict resolution skills. No, you guys are able to talk it out.
Sometimes nagfi-feel din kapag ka hindi ko na talaga ma-manage even my own emotions. I go to people that I can trust. Like I talk to my mother-in-law. Yes, I talk to my mother-in-law.
Ah, okay.
And sa kanya ko sinasabi yung mga problems ko kasi alam ko she will not take it against me and she will not take it against Bryce. Source of wisdom ko yung mother-in-law ko eh. Parang I love the family of Bryce. Parang nung nagkaroon ako, nung napakasalan ko si Bryce, napakasalan ko din ang isang napakagandang pamilya. And I couldn't say anything bad about his family. So I talked to his mom, I talked to his sister. Sa kanila ako nagsasabi nung mga inis ko na no holds barred. Kasi alam ko they will not take it against me. And they will help me resolve the conflict.
Oh, ang keyword doon, memory keepers, is that the trust, no? Confident mo talaga sila. And that they, kasi may hirap minsan pag mga kaibigan ay hindi mo pagkakatiwan lang.
Even my own relatives. Kasi I shield my husband sa kanila. I don't want them to have a view of him na hindi maganda. Kasi, kumbaga, it's also a reflection of my own choices. And I don't want them to think na nagkamali ako ng pinili. Hindi mo naman mafi-filter yung isipin nila. So, I'd rather talk to people who will not judge Bryce in the wrong way. And that is his own family.
That's true. So when you are in that union, that holy union nga of marriage, at the end of the day, if you guys are fighting or if you're not getting together, you still have to protect each other.
Yes.
No, galing.
Kasi hindi naman forever yung away. Temporary lang yan eh. Pero the impact that it's gonna make when you say something bad about your spouse, it's gonna last long kahit hindi ka nagalit. And you cannot take it away people's heads.
Oo. Nag-imprint na yun eh. Diba? Kung galing sa wife, kung galing sa husband, there must be something really wrong. So even before you open your mouth and you're mad at your wife or your husband, you better think twice, no, before you say it. Daming gusto ko na i-chop-chop yung soundbites nito. Ang dami ng okay. Especially for married couples, no? Being married is no joke. It's not easy. It's a lot of... Is it a lot of work for Omni and Bryce? Or
naman.
It's still a
Oo
lot
naman.
Of work.
Naman.
On a daily basis?
Daily. Minsan every minute.
Minsan every minute. Oh, so at least, ano, at least talaga, I'm happy na nakikita ko very, very practical pa rin kayo na you're able to deal with the different problems and come up with creative solutions. No? As you were saying, first time I heard actually someone talk to the mother-in-law. Minsan kasi doon, for yung mga I don't know mga conventional couples, they usually just keep it amongst themselves, no?
And mahirap then, yun.
Anong downside nun?
Well, kasi being able to share it with other people gives you better perspective eh. Parang when you only look at it na kayong dalawa lang, it's very micro. But when you look at it with the other people's lenses, you can see things na hindi mo nakikita na, ah, okay, yun pala yun. Parang it makes you realize another thing using someone else's perspective. And that gives you more room for growth.
Omni, ang galing. Parang nakikita ko yung vision mo, parang may organizational development. Ha? Pero andun din yung family. Tapos nun, andun din yung parang konting corporate structure. Ang galing, ha?
Well, so, 10 years in the corporate world, that's what your experience will give you.
But that's true. If you trust the person that you're talking to, at least it'll give you another perspective. Two heads are better than one. Nga daw, Lester. Mm-hmm. No? So, alam mo ikaw, Lester. ha? Kasi alam ko, naghahanap ka na ng bahay.
Kala ko na
Kala ko naman may bahay.
you should listen, no? Because it is very helpful. Uh-huh. And honestly, you will get it's rare that you get this kind of wisdom. Kasi pag sa aming mga lalaki kasama, Lester, kung hindi talaga... Ito nga sinasabi ko sa kanila. Sorry na lang for the male subscribers. At the end of the day, kasi women are really smarter than men.
I don't agree. Sorry, really? Even if I'm a woman.
Talaga? Why? I like this. Why?
Kasi, well, ako kasi, men and women have their own different strengths. Okay. And for me, it's always equal. It could be of equal impact if you know how to maximize it well. So no one is smarter than the other.
That's true. How come? Not how come. How about maturity? With maturity, is there a difference with the
men
genders?
And women? Yeah. I don't think so. It's still maturity the same. Also comes from your experiences. Eh? It's the way your experiences and your choices mold you as a person. So it doesn't have to do with. It doesn't have anything to do with gender or sex.
That's true. I stand corrected. I believe. No, seriously, you are a product of your environment. No, whatever life experiences you go through, it really molds you, gives you the mindset. As you were saying a while ago, when you were 16, you were working. It gave you that mindset. It gave you that resilience, and it gave you the drive to be able to. Really see things different. Iba kasi si Omni and Bryce, you guys see things differently, and you see it as a union, as a unit, no? And not all married couples do have that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It's true. I'm noticing it now. I now have a papanoorin ko nga yung mga family vlogs niya.
Wow! Oh, thank you.
But I wish you'd have more of the. Because it's very family. It's very the kids are there as well. Pero if you guys have like a si Say may bagong content eh, 'di ba? Yes. You guys should have like parang purely marriage. Mm. 'Di ba?
That'd we be have good. Ask Omni and Bryce. See, ask that. Omni Uh-oh. And Bryce. That's where we share anything na hindi namin nakaka-capture in the video. That's where we share our thoughts. Uh-oh. And usually our content for Ask Omni and Bryce come from the followers or the subscribers.
They ask questions.
They ask questions.
Minsan nga bigat.
Oo.
Minsan nga bigat ng mga ano. Pero okay, wait. Let's go before we go to the channel. Can we look at the Instagram? Kasi ito hindi namin na-discuss ni Bryce to eh. And I really like the messages that you guys are espousing. Sa Instagram kasi rare ka makakakita ng mga parang very meaningful text or context on the pictures. Pero for you guys, there's a lot of lessons learned, especially in the pictures. Can we look at I keep forgetting the name of the woman. This one on the
Bianca. Yeah, Bianca. Yes, Bianca Intal.
Okay. She used to be a newscaster, no? Parang newscaster ba?
She used to be a TV host.
Ah.
From what I know, I think she wears many hats eh, but I know her as a TV host, a very good TV host.
Okay. Lester, sorry, I have to put you on the spot. And can you please read it for me? Kasi hindi ko mabasa.
Okay. Sad truth. Our beautiful Morena Zela still receives comments like, ay, bakit ang itim niya? Magkaiba sila ng kulay ng ate niya. Ang ganda nito, maputi. Mas maganda sana kung maputi din siya. Ang dami niyang promise and more often, these comments are thrown offline and by the people we personally know pa.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Please finish it na lang.
Pero good thing, our daughter knows that she is beautiful. Grabe, confidence niyan. Heto nga o, picture daw sila ni I Am Super Bianca kasi same daw sila ng color. Importante talaga that our kids first hear what we have to say even before they hear from other people. Kung ano yung narinig nila sa atin, yun yung paniniwalaan nila. Kaya we really take time to appreciate our kids by telling them how amazing they are. That they can be whatever they dream of becoming and that they are beautiful kahit nung nasa tummy pa sila. We do this na. And we still do this as often as we can. That way, we can safeguard their hearts from the lies thrown by this beautiful but sometimes harsh world that they live in. We live in.
Grabe. as you were saying on the text over there, sometimes a lot of people comment on her complexion. Talagang randomly when they see your daughter,
yes,
na all of a sudden they say parang it becomes such an impediment, parang may ceiling agad yung daughter mo because of the complexion. That's what happens.
Actually, most of the time naman, maliit na percentage lang yung nagsasabi nun. Mas marami pa rin yung mga tao na maganda na yung, kumbaga balance na yung tingin sa morena and sa maputi. They both see the beauty in both complexion. Pero there's still a small percentage coming from people we know na parang, yun nga, pinupo na yung complexion.
Yung complexion, yeah.
So, ako, I always, parang even before that happened, I made sure na bata pa lang sila, alam nila maganda sila.
Oo.
Parang in whatever way they are. Maganda sila because of their complexion, maganda yung eyes nila, maganda yung nose. Everything about them is beautiful because they are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Mm-mm.
Alam nila yon, magmulat sa pool. Kaya hanggang ngayon, pag tinanong mo sila, alam nilang maganda sila.
Oo.
And that is intentional on Bryce and I's part. Kasi alam namin that if hindi solid yung confidence nila about themselves, yung identity nila, nang ganyan ka bata. 7 years kasi, first 7 years kasi, formative years yan eh. Kung anong i-inculcate mo sa utak niya, hindi na yan mawawala eh. So, we're taking care of that window na parang within the first 7 years, kailangan alam nila they're amazing, they're beautiful. Everything positive about them, we highlight that every single day that they are loved. Kasi pag lumabas na sila, at naka-encounter sila ng mga ganitong tao, hindi sila basta-basta maniniwala dun sa lie. Kasi nga, alam nila sa sarili nila, I am beautiful. Every single thing about me is beautiful.
Okay. I'm learning so much. I am learning so much na this podcast is more beneficial for me at Omni rather than for you. Pero that's true, this first 7 years. But my question is, do you stop the negative comments by not making your kids hear it, or do you give them the skill to handle those negative comments? Kasi minsan you can't help but be protective.
Yeah.
Diba?
We can't protective all the time.
Yes.
In fact, I don't know na parang kapag ibang tao na yung kausap nila, ang dali lang magsabi ng pangit, madali lang silang makarinig ng anything. So, those things I cannot control. So, I manage the things that I can control, which is yung environment sa bahay.
Yes.
So, tama ka dun, I give them the skill to counter it. Yeah. Parang pag narinig nila na kunwari, may magsabi sa kanila na pangit ka or whatnot, di ba? Alam nila sa sarili nila, ay, di totoo yung sinasabi nito kasi sabi ng mami ko, sabi ng daddy ko, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So, that's true for me. So, even in values, not only in looks, even sa values nila, alam nila yung mga do's and don'ts, alam nila what's right and wrong even at a young age. So, para pag dumating na doon sa point na kailangan na namin silang i-release at sila na lang mag-isa yung haharap sa buhay na kung anong meron sila, alam nila how to face those lies na pwedeng those things na dinidikta ng mundo pero alam naman nating lahat na mali. Yung ganun. Mm-hmm. Alam nila na kahit ito yung sinasabi ng environment ko, hindi ito totoo kasi ito yung alam kong totoo.
Okay.
So it's important na during those 7 years talagang ma-inculcate mo sa kanila lahat ng values na gusto mong lumaki sila na meron yun.
That's when you build the house, no, in those 7 years. No,
yes.
That's where you build the confidence talaga. I have to ask something. This is more for myself and I don't know if we can put this on. We'll just edit it out if we can't because we might offend some people. But I'm noticing there's more successful Christian couples than there are I don't know, baka yun lang yung nakikita ko, then there are more Catholic couples. Is it parang mas tugma, mas realistic yung because ako I don't favor any faith naman. Pero parang mas realistic yung take ng mga Christians, no, when it comes to day-to-day life.
Well, ako taking religion out of the picture.
Yeah.
Kasi it's all about having a relationship with God. Eh. Parang kahit ano pang religion yan, as long as may relationship ka with God, you can, parang mas magiging successful ka in general sa life.
That's true.
So, it's a good thing lang kasi na sa Christian, sa aming mga Christians, we have a community. And the community in that community, we all have the same beliefs.
Yes.
So, kumbaga parang, yung strength ng having a community kasi na parang if medyo magfo-fall apart na kayo, there are people who are there to always remind you that God is there.
Mm-hmm.
That you can always go back up.
Okay.
Yun yung value.
Yes.
So, relationship with God and having a community that supports your beliefs or your vision about yourself and your family, that's very important.
Tony, pwede ba ako mag-shadow sa'yo? Mag-assistant na lang ako, ha? Kasi ang dami ko talaga natututunan sa'yo. Ngayon pa lang, yung sinasabi ko parati na tenant ko na women are always smarter than men, tinanggap ko na, tama ka, it's not really true all the time because it is your life experience. You're a product of your environment. That's what really makes you smarter or less smarter. And you're saying, it's not really the religion, it's your relationship with God, which is very true. No, I think I read something before na parang ang sabi doon is we all believe in the same God, we just call him by different names. So you're right, also it's not just baka nakikita ko lang kasi it's the Christians who are so baka they're the ones in the limelight na nakikita ko that they're more organized. But as you're saying, there's a support group din kasi. You guys are very strong in that aspect.
And also, if I may add, kasi parang it's a principle or it's a practice kasi in the Christian faith that we all have to really read our Bible. They meditate on it day in, day night. Day and night. Ano
ba yan? Day and night.
So, pero ako, personally, hindi ko yun nagagampanan. Like, hindi ko pa napifinish yung buong Bible. Pero dun sa ilang books na nababasa ko about it, there's a lot of wisdom that when you apply it, then you're sure to have a good life. Para siyang ko, manual ng buhay.
Oh, pero hindi ko minsan talaga maintindihan din. Ang hirap eh. Ang hirap. No? It's nice to have those Bibles na may konting translation, pang layman.
Yes, no? Yes. Kasi, it's a good thing nga eh na meron ng iba-ibang versions. At least mas palatable na yung mga words na mababasa mo kaysa yung mga thou art. Ang sakit sa ilong. Diba?
Kahit yung mga parable, minsan hirap intindihin eh. Pero yes. I guess it's very true. No, you really have faith is a good foundation. Not mm-hmm. just for marriage, but also for life in general.
Life in general.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Very good. I'm really learning. Okay. But let's go back. Let's go back to the Instagram post, no? Let's pull up yung isang IG story. IG story na naman. This one, the one in the middle, please. Can we click on this one? Instagram post. Yan. Sorry. Again, I have to defer to you, Mr. Bravo.
Ito, kaya tayo may mga challenges sa buhay kasi malalampasan natin lahat to. Tapos, maikukwento natin sa iba na talagang walang imposible kay Lord. This also applies to marriage and parenting. Thank you, Millennial Moms PH, for the opportunity to be a blessing to the community. Thanks again to everyone who came, listened, and participated in our Partners in Parenting talk last Saturday, especially to the brave souls who also opened up their lives to us. We're standing in faith with you. May we never lose the wonders of the partnership that we have with our spouses in the midst of the demands of our parenting journey. Always remember that even before we became parents, we were and will always be partners first.
Grabe. Okay. That's true. Sorry, did I cut you off? I'm sorry. Tapos na ba?
Hashtag taklingi pa.
That's true. Kasi minsan, when you're raising kids, you forget that you're husband and wife. Yes. No, you're daddy and mommy. Exactly. Pero that last part, give it to me one more time, Lester. That last line, please.
Always remember that even before we became parents, we were and will always be partners first.
Galing. Ang galing. I want to do the podcast for another 2 hours, pero ang galing. Yes, I'll say this on the podcast. You know what? If once you guys have an event, hindi ko pala maayos kasi yung production eh. I'd love to sponsor one of your...
Wow!
seriously, kasi it's such a good message eh. Mm-hmm. What you guys are doing in Values Company kami, we try to espouse positivity and all the good things that the young ones... Kasi napapansin namin medyo... Iba na yung mga kids who grew up on social media. Mm-hmm. Parang iba na yung values and morals na na-form nila.
That's true.
So, if you guys have a... I'm not sure if I can afford all of it, pero if you guys have an event, if you guys have an event, Teddy Sage will really will benefit with the message that you guys really put
salamat.
Out there.
Salamat. Oh,
doon pa lang sa post eh. Nakakuha na ako eh. Lalo na doon sa last one. Okay. So, yung followers for your YouTube, yung subscribers nyo, ano age demographic niya?
The last time I checked, it's 18 to 35 years old, mostly women.
Mostly women.
Yes, and 60% of them living in the Philippines and the rest are all over the world.
All over the world na. Okay. Sorry, Street. Can we go to Instagram first? There's one last that I want to see. Yung pinaka first picture. Sorry. Can you read this one?
Intentionally took photos of them with us on the background during one of our talks. We'll show this to them one day to remind them that we get the best out of life when we share our lives with others. May God use them for His purpose and glory.
That's true. We believe in that.
Sandali, I'm just absorbing it lang. Wala. Pero ang galing talaga because children are really your message, no?
Yes.
Ano nga nabasa? Parang children are your message to a time that you'll never see.
Yes.
No. So, and you guys are doing such a good job. Sometimes parents are very harsh on themselves kasi you can't be there 24/7 and
right.
And sometimes a mistake can happen in a split second.
Totoo
and
yan.
And they can parang feeling mo minsan it can define your parenting skills, but you guys are able to keep it positive and you guys are able to really raise the kids with a lot of confidence, the right confidence.
Mm-mm.
Minsan may wrong confidence eh. Pero with the right confidence, and it really shows on all of your platforms, no? The kids naman, they're okay with the camera.
Yes.
They're okay with the cameras.
They like what we're doing, actually. In fact, there are times sila pa yung nag-initiate, Mom, let's vlog naman. They wanna show this new, this new discovery that I have. Ganon. Minsan kasi si Zia, like, gumawa siya ng storybook.
Yeah.
Pinakisent niya sa akin yung storybook.
Uh-oh.
Made out of post-it notes. Ganon. Yes. Tapos, pinost ko talaga sa Instagram kasi it's one thing I want to keep in my memory book eh. Tapos I also want her to see that I'm proud of her skills kahit
yes.
na kumbaga feeling niya wala lang yun, it's really something that matters to me. And yun, in this post kasi our intention is to really show this to the kids when they grow up kasi we don't own them at the end of the day. What if meron kaming pangarap ni Bryce para sa mga anak namin, makita lang namin sila na nalilive up nila yung purpose na meron si Lord para sa kanila, that they become the best of who they can be. Kasi, yun na yun. Parang that's the greatest dream a parent could have for their children. And we want them to really be a vessel of blessing or a channel of blessing to other people. Kasi, hindi namin sila pag-aaral. They're here because God made them for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And we want them to also be used for His greater glory. And that's the only way that they can really have a life lived in full if they're under the purpose created for them by their Creator.
And the time that they're dependent on you is so short, no?
Yes.
Eventually,
when
they turn 13.
Ay, nako. Ito ang panganay ko eh. Independent na. Kasi a lot of times, naaasahan na namin siya sa napakaraming bagay. Naguhugas na siya ng pinggan. Naglalaban na siya. Wala pa siya 7 years old. And she likes doing it. She likes being able to help.
Oo.
And that's amazing para sa amin.
Yeah, like, and at least na one of the most important things is that you're really able to show people you cherish that time kasi it is hard kasi hindi mo pa talaga makikita yung it's planting season, no? You're just really molding them.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to enjoy that time, no?
Oo.
Ang galing.
Darating ang panahon, ayaw na nila kaming kasama.
Oo. No? When the kids will say, Mommy, I want to go out with my friends.
Yeah,
no,
hindi na sila clingy eh.
That's a good question. Are you ready for that? Nako nga, baka time will come, hindi na ganun ka-clingy si Clingy Fam.
Maybe I'll cross the bridge when we get there.
That's
kasi
true.
Sa ngayon, I cannot say na I'm ready for that.
Oo.
I can only say that I'm preparing for that.
Mm-mm.
So, the only thing I can do is to be the kind of, be the best mom I can be at the moment. So that kapag ka dumating na yung time na gusto na nilang mawalay sa shadows ko, at least molded na sila as a person.
Okay.
And that kind of person that I wanna see is someone na nakita ko na, yes, maybe I did something right.
Yeah. Ang laki satisfaction, no? When you see them, and then you're proud. Na,
yes.
All those years, all those sleepless nights, no? All that pambayad sa tuition na kuha din, no? All the prayers.
Mo,
yeah.
One thing that makes me realize that I did something right is kapag sila na yung nag-correct sa akin. Like, kami ni Bryce, siyempre, away kami.
Uh-oh.
And then si Zia would go to us and say, are you fighting? Your husband and wife, you're supposed to address this as adults and as partners. Am I talking to a 6-year-old? And then, I realized, sinasabi niya yun kasi sinabi ko yun sa kanya. So, children will just copy or will just really act on how we program them, how we teach them, how we train them up. And at that time, sabi ko sa sarili ko, okay, ayos na ako. Even if I fail in her eyes, kasi alam din naman nila that we're only human. They cannot rely to us all the time because we are not perfect. We are only humans.
Yes.
Diba? Kami ni Bryce. So, alam din nila na parang if nakikita nilang mali yung ginagawa namin, hindi nila kailangan gayahin yun. And it does not justify them to also commit the same mistake.
Okay. For her to say that, it means you guys were such good examples na at least you were able to, as you said nga, na inculcate nyo yung mga values nyo na, are you husband and wife? Galing ha? Diba? For her to say that, it means, alam, medyo may idea na siya na, okay, when I grow up, the man has to respect me and I also have to respect him. And yes, for us to grow, there has to be mutual respect. For a six-year-old to, yeah, to say that.
When being good examples, maybe not all the time. Yes. Because sometimes, or a lot of times, they're also bad examples.
Uh-oh.
And that's how they also learn, because of our mistakes.
Uh-oh.
Na parang my dad and I see my mom committing this mistake, I will not do it.
Uh-oh,
kasi sabi ko sa kanila, lalo na sa kanilang dalawa ni Sela, na parang you don't need to repeat the same mistakes that I made for you to learn something out of it.
Mm.
You can always get the learning out of my mistakes, and so that when you go on with your own lives, then yes, you can make other mistakes that will make you become better as a person.
Totoo yun. Totoo yun. Ay, naka, ang wisdom ni Omni, pang ano eh, pang... parang
pang
biblical.
Lola ba? Pang lola.
Pang biblical ata ito. Omni, talaga. Very sage-like. Sabi nga nila. Ang galing. Okay. We're running out of time. But I want to talk about the School of Vlogging.
Mm-hmm.
Yung School of Vlogging. And this is something that you and Bryce started.
With Mommy Ruth.
With Mommy
so
Ruth.
So, it's a trio.
Yes.
Tatlo kami, we have a collaborator here. Parang, nakatuwa lang kasi School of Vlogging gave birth nung, after nung Manila workshops event namin. And
okay,
also, Ruth is doing her own workshops din.
Yes.
So, parang, we really wanted to launch a vlogging workshop for aspiring and new vloggers and even seasoned vloggers who want to really up their game. Kaya lang, we really want to do it. And it's a good thing that Ruth also wanted to do it.
Yes.
So, sabi ni Ruth, why don't we start something? Let's collaborate. And then, yun nga, after tedious planning, we said, okay, let's call this School of Vlogging.
And good.
The vision kasi is to be able to help those aspiring, new, and even seasoned vloggers be better at their vlogging game. Kasi when we were starting ni Bryce, yun yung isa sa mga frustrations namin eh. Parang wala kami matanungan. Walang gustong magturo. Ang daming gumagawa. Pero pag tinanong mo,
wala rin,
swerte mo pag nag-reply sa DM mo. Yung mga ganun. Parang yun yung frustration ni Bryce. Na parang tinatanong niya minsan yung mga kilala niyang content creators dati, na gusto niyang sundan. Ano yung gamit mong equipment? So,
Hindi ka naman sasagutin.
So, parang sabi namin, why don't we start something that will help other content creators parang jumpstart in the right way,
yes,
have the right mindset, kasi mindset is very important. And for
yes,
those naman who have been doing it for so many years na, kaya lang medyo ang dami pa nilang gustong i-improve sa sarili nila, why don't we start something that will tell about our best practices and also will tell them about our biggest mistakes so they will not commit those mistakes anymore.
Yeah,
and I'm so happy kasi it's getting a certain traction that even ourselves are totally blown away. Na parang ang daming may gustong pumunta, ang daming nagsa-sign up. So, we're happy.
Gusto ko sumali nga eh. Pero ang galing kasi, imagine, you're talking about the struggle na wala nagre-reply. And si Mommy Ruth nga, sabi niya, pumunta siya sa YouTube Fan Fest. Tapos nakita niya, puro, ganun din yung feeling ko. Nakita ko, puro bata. Sabi ko, parang hindi ako bagay dito. Is this really the right choice?
I share the same sentiments. Actually, doon kami nagkakilala ni Ruth sa pop-up space. Tapos pareho kaming preggy noon. Tapos kasama niya yung husband niya, kasama ko yung husband ko. So kami na dalawa yung couple doon.
Yeah.
Tapos parang everyone's partying, di kami makarelate, di na kami makasabay. Tapos walang upuan. Tapos nakita kami yung dalawang waiters na nagsaserve ng meals, nakita, may dalawang buntis, binigyan kami ng tig-isang stool, kaya nakapag-stay kami. Pero yun nga, parang what about those people who want to create different content?
Yes.
Na kami naman ni Ruth yung medyo may konting kayang i-share.
Yes.
Like parenting, like being a mommy vlogger, like because si Ruth is a very successful mommy vlogger. I like,
yes,
she's my sabi ko nga sa kanya, she's my peg.
Uh-oh.
Kasi she was able to start the Mommy Ruth channel during the conception of Raver. From the time na preggy siya, tapos agad lumabas yung mga experiences, as in ang ganda-ganda na ng mommy channel niya. So,
uh-oh,
and for her to come up with that kind of successful turnout,
yes,
hindi yun hindi yun napag-isipan lang ng isang beses. It was carefully planned. It was carefully structured. And that will be part of our School of Vlogging workshops. parang how do you set your channel up for success? Hindi yung maisipan mo lang bara-bara, tapos hindi na malaman kung ano ba talaga ka, kung cover singer ka ba, kung makeup vlogger ka ba, kung travel vlogger ka ba. Kasi sometimes kasi common mistake ng mga nag-uumpisa, hindi nila alam kung paano ipapakete yung mga sarili nila. So kung ano na lang maisip gawa. Eh, importante kasi ang identity eh. When you want to become a content creator, you really have to establish what you will be able to bring on the table. And yun, yung mga ganong learnings na natutunan din namin ni Bryce and also ni Mommy Ruth, i-share namin yun during the workshop.
But I just have to say this, ang maganda lang talaga sa School of Vlogging, marami kasi nagbibigay ng advice, pero si School of Vlogging lang yung detalyado na sasabihin talaga sa iyo. This, yun nga, so you're saying these are the best practices, this is how you can set it up for success. Yung iba kasi talagang sobrang cliche yung mga binibigay, yung mga don't quit, keep working, pero wala namang steps.
Madami na kasi yung motivational. Dreaming, yung parang knowing your why, and magaganda yun. Pero kasi, what will help them, kasi nakita namin yung sarili namin nung nagsisimula kami na parang, okay, alam ko na yan, dami ko ng dreams, motivated na ako. Pero paano? It's really the how eh, yung missing piece.
That's true.
Hindi yun pwedeng ituro sa video tutorial lang. Parang you can only do so much when you make video tutorial as your platform. We tried to do it, pero it's a workshop like this kasi that will really usher you, will really, alam mo yung parang school talaga, na ituturo sa'yo step by step paano mag-set ng channel art, paano i-design yung brand mo, paano mo i-craft yung identity mo as a content creator, so you will be jack of all trades, master of none, yung ganun. So yun yung tuturo namin step by step. That's why it's a School of Vlogging.
School of Vlogging. The School of Vlogging is your talagang sa inyo, organically developed by you and Bryce and Mommy Ruth.
And Ruth, yes, the three of us. It's our baby.
It's your baby.
Yeah, kami talaga nag-start nito. Kaming tatlo.
It's amazing. You know what? I'm telling Bryce, no, even when he came here, the branding itself, I'd like to think that I'm somewhat okay, wag na lang good, at branding. Ang ganda nung branding ng School of Vlogging. And I think this will be very successful. I hope we can be part of it at some time when we have more time.
Yeah. Tell us how we can work together kasi we're always open for collaborations as long as it will bring more value to the project. Kasi School of Vlogging is a result of our passion din talaga. It's a passion project. We really want to do this kasi nga galing na kami dun sa walang gustong magturo sa amin nung nagsisimula kami.
Ganyan din kami. Oo, totoo yun. Back in the day, kami 2015, at that time, wala kami mapagtanungan. And yung mga may alam, hindi naman talaga ganun ka-willing.
Hindi lahat gustong mag-share.
Hindi gusto mag-share. And you keep more knowledge and you learn more when you share.
Yes, exactly.
So, Lester, you'll do your outro. Omni, thank you. I have to thank you.
Thank you also, Paolo and Lester. Yes,
I have to thank you because I'm the one who learned a lot here. Eh. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's very, very, Bryce is very lucky. Very, very lucky. Both naman, no? You guys
Mas maswerte ako.
Ang galing talaga. Ang galing ng team nyo. Ha? Nakakabilib talaga.
Ako yung swerte sa kanya.
totoo yun. Totoo. Ang galing ng Clingy Fam. Now, when I first saw your channel, sabi ko parang hindi ko pa completely maintindihan. Pero ngayon, na nakita ko yung dynamics nyo. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Omni, for coming. Ha?
Thank you for the invite. It's a pleasure and a privilege on our part.
Anytime School of Vlogging needs help, we are here.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to promote, we're here. This is one of the mediums you can use.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Okay, Lester, before sumigaw yung export mo, okay, do your closing na, sir.
Okay, let's go home.
Wow, let's go home.
Yun ang closing niya parati.
Oh, yan eh.
All right.
So, Memory Keepers, thank you guys so much for watching our Spill the Beans podcast. And for Omni of the Clingy Fam, thank you so much for coming here. And if nagustuhan niyo, dami namin natutunan eh. Dito papasok yung hashtag Sana All.
Sana all. Ano yung sabihin sana?
Ang dami kasing wisdom ni Omni. So sana all, para lahat ganun. Yeah. So, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Omni. And Memory Keepers, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, lalo na sa The Clingy Fam channel.
For the Memory Keepers, we'll put the description. We'll put in the description the link of Omni and Bryce sa lahat ng platforms nila. Please do subscribe kayo. Subscribe and follow. Yes. Alright, thank you everyone. Alright, Lester.
Thank you so much
also. Okay, thank you. Oh, sige, straight, do it.
Okay, so Memory Keepers, see you on the next episode.
Thank you everyone. Thank you for watching. Bye.